Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Yvonne Strahovski of The Handmaid's Tale. Ms. Strahovski is a prolific actress whose work has appeared in such TV series as 24, Live Another Day, Dexter, and is probably best known for playing CIA agent Sarah Walker in Chuck. Over the next segment, Yvonne Strahovski will talk about playing Serena Joy Waterford in the hit series The Handmaid's Tale, which is now available on Hulu.com. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to put on your bonnet, feel free to come down with a case of dystopia as we leave our black and white past in order to live in an off-red future. Yvonne, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you star in the acclaimed series The Handmaid's Tale, whose new episodes air Wednesdays on Hulu. Now, Yvonne, tell us about your character, Serena Joy, and what The Handmaid's Tale is all about.
Well, The Handmaid's Tale is about a not-too-distant future where the America that we know today has been overthrown by a fundamentalist, totalitarian kind of government, and all the fertile women are being collected and used as breeding stock for the elite authority figures in this new world where childbirth rates have fallen completely. And I play one of those elite authority figures. I play Serena Joy, and she is the head of the Waterford household run by the Commander Waterford, who is played by Joseph Fiennes. And we acquire one of those fertile women who are called handmaids. And Elizabeth Moss plays one of those handmaids.
So what is at the core of Serena? Do you know what makes her tick emotionally and spiritually?
Oh, well, I mean, I would hope I know. I've had to play her now for those 10 episodes in the first season. It was hard to get to the bottom of Serena. You know, she's a very she's a very complex woman, and she's not very pleasant. She's incredibly brutal at times. So I think the biggest thing for Serena in this very rigid world is that she's holding on to the idea that she can have a baby through her handmaid, and that will make her own life better in this new world.
So as an artist, what dimensions intrigue you most about The Handmaid's Tale?
Oh, I mean, I love all the relationships in this story. You know, I love that there's so much in between the lines. There's so much that isn't being said. It feels very ripe with tension, and the relationships are therefore very intriguing to me. You know, there's an amazing power play that goes on between Serena Joy and her handmaid, Alfred. There's a very intriguing relationship between Serena Joy and her commander, her husband, and you know, it's just a big exploration of human relationships, really, in a world that has taken a wrong turn.
Now, The Handmaid's Tale is making a remarkable impact. Why do you think it's resonating so much with viewers?
Oh, I think it's resonating because it speaks to people. It speaks to people's fears directly, I think, about what's going on in the world, and particularly in the States. The election was very divisive, and I think people are feeling the effects of that, and among other things. And this show is very topical, especially when it comes to women's rights, which have been definitely at the forefront of the media news in especially the last 6 months.
Well, Yvonne, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you so much.